Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
From the number one sports site in the world.
Big names. Bold interviews. Beyond the X's and O's.
Welcome to the fastest 2 hours in radio.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
And yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Big E Sports Show.
With the one and only, the triple threat, the Big E.
Melissa Walker-Campbell.
The 6 foot former Sooner women's basketball player.
She can post, pin,
and produce with some of today and yesterday's biggest stars.
Alyssa Walker-Campbell delivers sports the way you want it. Get ready to go beyond the X's and O's
with today's star athletes, coaches, and sports figures.
This is the Big E Sports Show
right now.
Now from the Quicken Loans studios of Yahoo Sports Radio.
Are you ready?
Quicken Loans, engineered to amaze.
Here she is, the one and only, the Big E, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Alyssa Walker-Campbell, welcome inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. On this Friday night, we always deliver the biggest and the very best in sports. We've got a very big lineup over the next 2 hours. And as a reminder to listen to the show on the go, you just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. And you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. And normal data rates apply. Well, we're going to kick off tonight's program, a preview on Super Bowl 50 and providing the helping hand for the ultimate Super Bowl breakdown. That is two-time Super Bowl champion. Twice he was the NFL Coach of the Year. Dan Reeves played or coached in a record 9 Super Bowls, 5 with the Dallas Cowboys, 3 with the Broncos, and 1 with Atlanta. Always an honor to have him on our show and joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And before we get underway, I just want to say a happy belated birthday, Dan. You turned 72 last week, and I bet if I huddled up and talked to your beautiful wife, Pam, she'd probably say you don't look a day or feel a day over 50, right?
Well, I don't think she would lie like that. No, she'd have to tell the truth. Aging is a good thing, Alyssa. It's a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. How are you feeling? How are things going for you out there in Atlanta?
Everything's going great. Everybody in the family is doing well. We're certainly blessed, more than we deserve.
Well, let's dive in. Let's talk about Super Bowl 50 with your former team, the Denver Broncos, as they prepare to face the Carolina Panthers on February 7th at Levi's Stadium, a dynamic matchup of top seeds in the NFC and the AFC. There's just so many storylines. It's a really juicy matchup. What are you looking forward to the most?
Well, I'm looking forward to two great quarterbacks, certainly different style quarterbacks, playing in a ball game. Probably one of the greatest that's ever played the game in Peyton Manning, and probably one of the up-and-coming superstars already has proven through his college career and now through the pro career that he's as good as any of the quarterbacks that are coming in the game now, and that's in Cam Newton. So two great quarterback matchups, two, I think, super defenses. Are going to be playing to try to stop these two guys, and I'm just looking for a great matchup.
Most assume this is going to be Peyton Manning's final game in the NFL. Obviously, he had that epic win over Tom Brady last week. Just let's reflect on his incredible career. Just quantify what he has meant and his legacy.
Well, he's just the ultimate pro. What you would like for, if you had a son, you would like for him to be exactly like Peyton Manning. He's handled himself extremely well. Not only is he extremely talented, but he's also a great individual that plays as a team player, gives everybody credit where it's due, and he works hard does all the things you'd like to do, to see somebody do if you were a parent or if he was a coach. He's the kind of guy you'd like to have.
Legendary NFL coach Dan Reeves is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And as we talk about Peyton Manning, a chance for him to ride off in glory. It's hard to believe he is 39 years of age, will be the oldest quarterback to ever start in a Super Bowl, his fourth Super Bowl appearance. What advice would you give to him, Dan Reeves? Would you tell him to retire at the end of the season?
You know, I would tell him to go as long as he's still having fun. And, what people don't realize is the season is very enjoyable. Now, he's had a tough time because of, injuries this year. But, I think it's the preparation that they go through in the off season that, really determines whether they want to come back. It's people don't realize it's not a, season-to-season job. It's a year-round situation. The older you get, the more difficult it becomes. And, the preparation, if you're going to play as well as, you're capable of playing and playing at a level that you've set for yourself is difficult if you don't prepare properly. And I think that's going to be the thing that will determine, for Peyton when it's time to call it quits.
It's been an incredible journey following Peyton Manning, and he certainly has redefined the meaning of resilience and durability.
Well, he really has. This is difficult to go through some injuries that, he's had. But, even in those times, he showed exactly what kind of player you need to be, by helping Brock get ready, being supportive for him on the sideline, being the ultimate backup when he knew that, it wasn't, his job at that particular time, and then being ready when Gary Kubiak called on him. He just did a super job.
Let's now discuss the evolution of Cam Newton. He is in year five with the Panthers. What is your assessment on how he has evolved as a player and just his contributions in an incredible season?
Well, I think it's definitely an incredible season. Not many people that I've ever seen play the game has the talent, possesses the talent. Certainly in a package as big as Cam is, he's probably, as big as any guy on the field. He's got tremendous speed. He throws the ball with unbelievable accuracy. He's got great velocity on it. And I think you can see it. He's extremely bright. He handles a lot of different things at the line of scrimmage. I think Mike Shula has done a super job of bringing the best out in him this year. And, he's just fun to watch. He creates so many problems, for the defense, and because he has the ability to not only throw the football, but he can run it with the best of them, and, he's just a physical football player.
Is he the NFL's most unstoppable player? How do you slow him down and contain him?
Yeah, well, that's going to be, one of the more difficult things that Wade Phillips and that Denver Bronco defense, has got to address, but, I'm sure they'll have a plan. It definitely stretches your defense. When you can eliminate somebody that's got to, watch for him running the football, that eliminates one that you don't have to block, and you can, put your people on, people and open up holes for them. And, they've got some excellent running backs. Jonathan Sears, one of the better in the league. You give him a little bit of a crease, and he can make a big run out of it. And, then you have Cam to worry about. So it's going to be a difficult, situation for the Denver Broncos.
You're listening to the voice of legendary NFL coach Dan Reeves tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio. The Big E Sports Show has participated in a record 9 Super Bowl appearances. He had a 23-year coaching career in the NFL, 12 years with Denver, and did an amazing job. And as we zero in and talk about Cam Newton, he is such a different style of quarterback. Give me your just evaluation in terms of, what are we witnessing with the new style of quarterback? Is it a revolution in quarterback play?
Well, I mean, I think you do have some, we had Mike Vick, in Atlanta, and he could do some of those things, not as big and as physical, as Cam Newton is, but Mike possessed some of those same qualities that defenses had to worry about. You go back to John Elway and go back to Roger Staubach, they created problems for the defense where, a lot of times even in their coverage, they would always put somebody to spy on them and take one away from the coverage that, you had to come up with to try to stop your receivers. And, it helps to have those mobile quarterbacks. And, then he brings in the ability to, to run it and, you know, can take the punishment that that ball attracts the wrong kind of people. So it, you know, it takes he can take the punishment that people can dig out because he's so big and strong.
Yeah, Cam Newton is an amazing athlete. The conversation continues with legendary NFL coach Dan Reeves. Of course, a record 9 Super Bowl appearances, coach 23 years in the NFL, and we are getting you ready for Super Bowl 50, February the 7th. As a reminder, before we go to commercial break, you can listen to the show on the go. We make it so very easy. You just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store, and you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. And we are interactive right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Go to Twitter at eradiosports, and also Twice as Nice. You can go to our podcast arena.com and go back and listen to this amazing interview with legendary NFL coach Dan Reeves. So much more that we're going to get into right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us on a Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line.
You're listening to the Big E Sports Show on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Once again, the host of the fastest 2 hours in radio, here's Alyssa Walker Campbell,
the Big E.
Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Alyssa Walker-Campbell, and we are inside the Quicken Loans Studios right here at YSR. We would love to hear from you tonight before we continue our conversation with legendary NFL coach Dan Reeves. Join us at Twitter at eradiosports. And as a reminder, we've got a brand new website with all of our amazing hosts on there from YSR. Go to podcastarena.com and you can go back and listen to this amazing interview. Talking with Dan Reeves, record 9 Super Bowl appearances, 23-year coaching career in the NFL with the Broncos, the Giants, and the Falcons. Tell me this, Dan, you know, your time at Denver as head coach, you had the opportunity to work with John Elway, the architect of so many of the Broncos' victories. What are some, perhaps, similarities between Peyton Manning and John Elway, these two iconic athletes?
Well, I think, first of all, that, you know, that you go back to John, and John had a dad that was involved in, you know, coaching, so he grew up, you know, that way. You look at Peyton, he had Archie. His dad was one of the great quarterbacks in the National Football League. So they grew up, you know, when they were a kid and learned to play the game at that level. And then John's dad was a coach. And, you know, so John has been around it. He also coached in the Arena League, had a team there. And, you know, he paid the price that you have to pay to be an executive and handle things the way he has. He's got a great background and has a good feeling for talent. And, you know, you're successful if you can put the talent together and get people working from top to bottom that, you know, not worried about who's getting the, you know, getting the bragging rights, that they're all working together for the same cause.
We're getting you ready for Super Bowl 50 with legendary NFL coach Dan Reeves tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We would love to hear from you. We are interactive. Join us at Twitter, at eradiosports, and you can always go back and listen to this exclusive interview at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. And obviously, Dan, there's so much talk about the quarterbacks that the Super Bowl does feature, but there also is two outstanding defenses, Denver and Carolina. They can certainly dominate up front, and they can cover anyone.
Well, it can. You know, they've got, you know, two outstanding defensive coordinators. They've got super talent. You know, you can't play the coverages that they play without having a good secondary. They do a great job of coming at you with, you know, a pass rush. You know, Carolina does it a little bit with just their front four, and, you know, that way they free up, you know, Kuechly and, you know, Davis and linebackers that can really cover a lot of ground too. You know, Denver does it a little bit different. Most of their, you know, will come from a lot of times 5-man rush, you know, 4-man rush too. But, you know, they've got secondary guys that can cover man-to-man and frees you up to do a lot of different things.
Oh, the Broncos defense has certainly dominated. But I am curious, obviously, to watch how Peyton is going to respond against a defense that shredded the Cardinals. How surprising was that?
Well, if you turn it over, you know, that's definitely, you know, a formula for getting your rear end kicked, and certainly that happened to Arizona. You turn it over 7 times, you know, you're going to get beat. So, you know, that's one of the things that Peyton's got to do. He's got to protect the football, make Carolina beat you. Don't, you know, play Santa Claus and give him a lot of gifts.
Hey, Dan Reeves with us just a few more minutes right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as a head coach, I mean, what kind of advice would you give to Gary Kubiak and Ron Rivera?
Well, I think both of them have done a fantastic job. They were, you know, two great players in the National Football League. They've been around teams that have been successful and won championships. You know, just keep doing what you've been doing all year long. You know, get your football team prepared as well as you possibly can, and, you know, try to handle the distractions that you have, you know, because of the 2 weeks that you have to play. Get rid of those distractions and, you know, get your football team focused on getting the job done.
How do you manage the distractions during Super Bowl week as you're preparing and getting these guys to narrow their focus and dial it in and take it to that next level?
Well, I tell you what, you're probably asking the wrong coach because I'm 0-4, you know, as a head coach.
Oh.
I probably didn't do a very good job, Elisa, but, you know, it is. There's a lot of distraction. I think both of these clubs, fortunately, have been to the Super Bowl before. And I think, you know, Denver has a lot of experience. Gary has a lot of experience. The veteran players know exactly what they need to do, you know, to handle the distractions. And I think the fact that not too many years ago, Carolina was there, and Jerry Richardson and his staff would do a good job of, you know, trying to handle all the things as far as tickets goes, the distractions that you have, you know, and getting the football team focused on what they have to do.
Do you miss it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like anything that you do for 39 years. You know, it's been a big part of my life. Certainly I miss it, but, you know, it sure is fun to sit and watch and second guess with everybody else.
Hey, Dan Reeves is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. 23 years in the NFL, the Broncos, the Giants, and the Falcons. Okay, so as a coach, hey, you're always wanting to be coached up too. So what's some of the best advice that you ever received?
Well, Coach Landry told me, he said, be yourself. He said, you know, trying to be something you're not, you know, people will pick up on a phony quicker than anything. And he said, always tell the truth. He said, you know, if you don't tell the truth, how are you ever going to remember what you said? And that's probably, you know, two things that was great advice for me when I left Dallas and went to Denver. And, you know, I remembered those things, and that was something that, you know, Coach Landry was very good at.
And your takeaways from just the amount of time that you spent with the legendary coach in Tom Landry, just what was Tom Landry's approach during Super Bowl week?
Well, I think you always, if you stay the same, you're going to get passed. And, you know, Coach Landry was always looking forward. You always have to change. The game changes, you know, every year, from year to year. Every time you think you've seen everything, you know, somebody comes up with something different. So you got to be willing to change. If you don't, you know, teams are going to pass you by. And, you know, Coach Landry had success. I was there for 16 years, and we were in the playoffs, you know, every year but one. So, you know, he was on top of it all the time, always moving forward. And I think that's what, you know, you look at these two organizations, both of them have, you know, been teams that have been moving forward all the time.
Getting ready to wrap up our interview with the legendary coach, Dan Reeves. And my final question for you is, what your last year, your greatest coaching job was what in 1998 with the Atlanta Falcons. How much has the game changed since your time, since you stepped away from the game?
Well, there's no question that the rules have changed a great deal in, you know, making it definitely an offensive game. Most of the rule changes have been, you know, to help the offense. And I know it's very difficult now to play defense, but it's opened it up. It's much more of a passing game. You know, you still have to run the football. You still got to stop the run. But, you know, there's a lot more teams opening up now and, you know, have the, you know, kind of wide open offense, the spread attacks and so forth, where they're getting four wide receivers and, you know, throwing the football a lot more.
It is always a pleasure to catch up with the great Dan Reeves right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Just give us a quick hit. What are you doing these days? How is life in Atlanta? What are you guys up to?
Doing a lot of honeydews, Elisa. I didn't do it for 39 years, and I'm catching up. Pam is getting me caught up on all these honeydews.
Oh, that's outstanding. Well, God bless. It's great to hear your voice, Dan, and we look forward. Look us up if you're in Houston. We'd love to have you in studio with us, too. Thanks so much, Coach.
Okay, Elisa, thank you.
You bet. Much more of the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter, at E-Radio Sports. Much more straight ahead.
You're listening to the Big E Sports Show
on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Once again, the host of the fastest 2 hours in radio, here's Elisa Walker Campbell.
The Big E.
Elissa Walker Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We love hearing from you. We are interactive. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can always go to our brand new podcast page. That is podcastarena.com. Just click on the YSR tab. We've got a very special guest that's joining us tonight. That, of course, is the newly appointed commissioner of the National Lacrosse League. That is Nick Sukevich, that is joining us right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, and on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Nick. It's nice to have you with us.
Hi, Alyssa. Thanks for inviting me. I'm really delighted to be here.
Well, we are very anxious to learn more about the National Lacrosse League and just the vision that you have. So tell us, first and foremost, I mean, what are your top priorities and some of the immediate goals that we can anticipate?
Well, it's an exciting time. Lacrosse across all of the country and North America, by and large, is really growing rapidly at an incredible pace. There's so many kids playing the game growing up, and I see it a lot like soccer was 20 years ago, where the sport is just having explosive growth. For us with the indoor game, you know, it's, as I look at the game, it's the best kept secret in professional sports, and we've got to tell a better story, and we've got to get the game out to the whole lacrosse community, whether it's in Houston, Texas, or Chicago, or the West Coast, or the East Coast. We've got to tell the story and get our players out there and get the video out there of all the great plays that they're making on the weekend. So we've got to do that. We've got to increase the number of teams. We're a 19 league right now. We've got to double the size of the league over the next 5 years, 10 years. We've got to develop a better way of communicating to the lacrosse community and even the non-lacrosse community. I'm a hardcore soccer guy, and I grew up in Major League Soccer over the last 21 years. But when I looked at this sport and I looked at the indoor game that the National Lacrosse League plays, I just fell in love with it because it's hard-hitting, it's fast, it's dynamic, and not enough people know about it. And I think when they do, they'll be very excited to make it a part of their sports menu.
It's an exciting sport, no doubt about that. And Nick, it's interesting because you joined the National Lacrosse League as the newly appointed commissioner when the league has 9 teams, as you had just mentioned. And there seems to be, you know, perhaps a lot of parallels between where the National Lacrosse League is now, where it is today, and where Major League Soccer was 21 years ago when you started. Tell us about what you see there. Are there similarities?
There's so many, Alyssa, and the deja vu I'm going through here for the last 3 weeks
has
been unbelievable. I mean, we're a 9-team league. I mean, when we started Major League Soccer, we were a 10-team league. No one really gave soccer much attention or thought, but there was this growing grassroots base of kids that over the last year, 20 years, grew up and became adults, and they're consuming the sport in a big way. I see the same parallel in lacrosse. Lacrosse is a booming growth sport at the grassroots level. Mm-hmm. There's more kids picking up sticks and playing the game, and not just boys, but boys and girls, men and women, carrying on, playing the game at the high school level, collegiate level, very much where soccer was 20 years ago. And our league has 9 incredible owners, very committed, deeply committed to the sport, have great depth to be able to fund the growth of the league and the sport going forward. And we're going to look for more of those types of owners. Same with Major League Soccer. There was 4 owners that launched the 10-team league, and there were more that came along. And now people are knocking at the door to try to get into Major League Soccer. So we see some similarities. Where we see a difference, though, is lacrosse is an endemic North American sport. It's a sport that was invented here in America. And we have some of the best lacrosse players in the world that play in our league that do amazing things on the weekends. And that's a little bit different than soccer because, as everybody knows, soccer in Europe and South America has really been trying to import themselves into the U.S., into North America for many, many years. So there's a little bit of that difference, but so many parallels and a lot of deja vu over the last 3 weeks on the job.
The newly appointed commissioner of the National Lacrosse League, Nick Sukevich, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And it is interesting talking about your background. You know, you served as both a league and team executive 21 years in MLS, having built soccer stadiums in New York and Philadelphia. How do you think, Nick, I mean, some of those experiences, how is that going to help you grow and expand the National Lacrosse League?
Well, the big lesson that I learned in MLS was it's all about ownership. It's all about ownership quality and the depth of ownership and their passion for the sport and commitment to growing the league. We had that in MLS from the very beginning. It never wavered. Probably one of the best group of owners in all of professional sports, along with the nine that we have in NLL. But a terrific group of owners. And actually, we have some MLS owners in the NLL. But they come with operating experience. They come with a commitment to growing a league like ours. And that's going to be really important. The other thing that I took away from MLS is, and I built two stadiums in MLS, those stadiums are critical. They package the sport the right way. They present it in an authentic way to the fan. And the great news is we have that in NLL. We have great arenas like Air Canada Center, beautiful, beautiful buildings like First Niagara, where our Buffalo team plays, Pepsi Center in Denver, where the Mammoth play. And it's so important to put the sport on a field or a rink that is packaged properly so the fans can have a great, engaging time at an NLL game. And soccer did that. Once the soccer stadium started coming out and being built, the fans really were able to enjoy the sport in a more authentic way. So we're gonna continue to focus on that as well. And then the third thing is going into markets that really have a fan base and a community that's going to embrace that team.
A year of acceleration. So tell me this. Okay, you've been a commissioner for now a few weeks. I know it's been a whirlwind just listening to you, but you have had some time to take in some of the games in Toronto, Saskatchewan, and in Georgia. What's been some of your the initial impressions that you've had of some of those games?
Well, first and foremost, the game is eye-catching and riveting. I can't take my eyes off the game, and in some cases I'm entertaining people in a suite, and I feel like I'm rude half the time because I can't stop.
So captivating.
What the guys are doing on the floor. It's really unbelievable. I mean, one minute you'll see a cross check a la hockey with a guy, you know, physically going into the boards, and then the next minute you're watching the same, you know, 6'3" guy do a behind the back no look pass or scoring a goal that way. That's just amazing to watch, and it's thrilling. And in talking to some of the fans in the markets that I've been at, they are coming back to these games for the same reasons. They just can't get enough of the action on the floor. I mean, you'll see 25 shots to 30 shots with a 12 to 10 score line, lots of end-to-end action, and the balance of physicality along with that skill is pretty cool to watch. So yeah, a diehard soccer guy that's been converted after four live games.
Oh, so exciting. Okay, so reach out to our national audience. Nick, where can they perhaps check out some of these games? I understand that they are online. What are some of the media outlets where they can check it out?
Yes, so our online digital partner is Fox Sports Go and ESPN3, and TSN up in Canada is airing some of our games. They have a game of the week on linear TV, as well as they're showing it on their digital platform as well. So mostly accessible digitally on Fox Go, Fox Sports Go, and ESPN3, and on linear television through TSN up in Canada. So lots of access there. Got to get better. You know, we are deeply appreciative to Fox and ESPN and TSN, and we're going to be looking to expand our partnerships with all three of those broadcast partners so we can get this great product out to a wider audience in North America.
Absolutely. Well, the newly appointed commissioner of the National Lacrosse League, Nick Sinkovich, has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Congratulations and continued success. Thank you so much, Nick.
Thanks, Alyssa. Great being on the show. I hope we could talk more lacrosse in the future.
Absolutely. Always an open invitation. Much more straight ahead tonight, right here at YSR. You stay close.
You're listening to the Big E Sports Show on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Once again, the host of the fastest 2 hours in radio, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
The Big E.
back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. As a reminder, to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store, and you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That is streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Of course, a lot of NFL Super Bowl 50 talk and some NBA. We're going to shift gears completely. Let's get some MLB offseason news and notes and zero in on the Houston Astros. Of course, last year, 86-76 in the 2015 season, and back in the saddle is our very own from YSR, Andy Pondillo. Good evening, Andy.
Well, it's fun to be here, and I'm ready to get this thing started. You know, you're talking Super Bowl, but that also means once it's over, spring training just a couple weeks away.
Oh, ready to roll up the sleeves and get after it. So talk about a big press conference earlier this week with the Astros. They have acquired Doug Fister.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting for the Astros. They get him on a one-year deal, so the commitment isn't very strong. You know, you were looking at pitchers. The Astros were going after Yovani Gallardo, a guy you're going to have to give 3-4 years to. You have to give up a draft pick to get him. Now, what I believe is a better pitcher for only 1 year, the Astros utilizing the strategy of buying low, getting Fister off an injury, shortened season. But if you go back 2 years ago, Doug Fister, 16-6, a 2.41 ERA, a top-of-the-rotation arm. So on the high side, he becomes your number two. On the low side, maybe he's not as good anymore. He becomes the guy that gets you 180 innings, and he's your number four. I think it's a win-win for spending $7 million with incentives.
It's a big acquisition with Doug Fister. What kind of depth will they have with their pitching this year?
I like their pitching a lot now with the starting rotation. You get Wandy Rodriguez on a minor league deal as well. They have different options in the starting rotation. They have the most dominant pitcher in the American League last year in Dallas Keuchel. So now you need to find pitchers to build out that rotation with them. It was a strong rotation last year. You lose Scott Kazmir to free agency, but then you pick up Fister. Is Colin McHugh going to continue to keep getting better? And then Lance McCullers, the young guy, man, his rookie season was as good as you can ask out of any rookie. Does he become that true top-of-the-rotation guy as well? The important thing is they have five guys in that rotation who can get you through six innings consistently. And when you have that in your rotation, it gives your bullpen a chance, gives your offense a chance. It really shapes up nicely for the Astros.
What has been your evaluation of the Astros' approach in the offseason and just some of the moves that they're making and trying to set themselves up for success?
The interesting thing is it still doesn't look like they're willing to break the bank on a lot of players. And especially offensively, you kind of wondered, would they go after a Jason Hayward? Would they go after a Ben Zobrist? And they really didn't. And I think that's concerning to some people. But at the same time, I think Jeff Luno is extremely careful who he's going to pay, who he's going to lock up in terms of a lot of years, and really who he's going to bring into that clubhouse. This is one of the best clubhouses in all of baseball. Offensively, I am a bit concerned that they didn't go out and get another on-base guy. At the same time, it's a lineup where a lot of things, if they were to go right, it could be one of the more elite offenses in the league.
It is our Astros MLB offseason news and notes with our very own, the familiar voice, Andy Pondillo. Andy, reach out to our national audience, and how can they connect with you online? Because I know you've been putting some good stuff out there, even in the offseason.
Yeah, definitely. It's ESPN975.com here in Houston, and then we have a podcast, Astro Chat, that's on that.
Okay, it's kind of interesting from me following the Astros, even in the offseason. Evan Gattis, he's trimmed down a bit. What's going on with that? What was the motivation? Was he really overweight?
Well, I guess you could say he was a little bit, but you know, he had a lot of power too. He was your typical standard designated hitter. The problem was is that I don't think he put up the numbers to be a static DH, meaning that's all he plays as designated hitter the entire year. His numbers were okay, but if he had those numbers at the catcher position, they would actually look pretty good. And what it really did is it made the Astros not be able to be flexible with their lineups. You couldn't DH George Springer when he was banged up a little bit. You couldn't DH Carlos Gomez when he was dinged up. And now if you have a guy in Gattis who formerly was a catcher before coming to Houston, if he catches some of the time, if you rotate him in left field, if you rotate him and Jason Castro between DH and catcher, it adds lineup flexibility to the Astros. The designated hitter can be a very nice gift for a team that has banged up players. We rotate guys in and out. I think that the Astros might try to experiment a little more with that. Can he do it? Can he play first base? Can he play outfield? Can he catch? you know, they're going to have to experiment with that in spring training. I'm not convinced yet, but he's on the right track with losing weight.
Okay, the Astros, as I said earlier, 86 wins in the 2015 season. Give me the reasons why you think the Astros can exceed, say, 90 wins.
Well, they definitely have the depth when it comes to starting rotation right now. That's the first thing you always look at with a team. But even more importantly almost now is that you start to look at the bullpens. I've been proven wrong a few times in recent years in the way that baseball has turned, with the Royals team that shortens a game to five or six innings, a Yankees team that could do the same. I've seen bullpens basically supplement a lot of shortcomings for teams. I've seen bullpens fix bad offenses. I've seen them fix very poor rotations, and it's not the way the game was played 10 years ago. So, you know, I start to look at the Astros bullpen. Can they be that type of pen? I don't know if they're that dominant, but Ken Giles definitely adds the depth to it. So if they can become that team that nails down to 7, 8, 9 innings, and they weren't that team at the end of last year, if they switch that, that could be as much as 4 or 5-plus wins a year. Also, you look at guys coming into the lineup. John Singleton, is he going to be the first baseman? There's some debate about that. If he is, does he put up those numbers a lot of people project him to? If he did, that turns the entire offense around. That adds wins to the team almost automatically. And then just you look at the progression. Does Carlos Correa progress? Does the young players on this team, George Springer, Jose Altuve, can he actually continue to keep building on what he's already done? There's a lot of potential bats in this lineup that could be explosive. You just got to keep them healthy and then see what happens.
Our very own Andy Pondillo stepping in studio right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, with our off-season MLB news and notes. Have a great weekend, Andy.
Sounds great.
Much more straight ahead tonight right here in the fastest 2 hours in radio at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at Twitter at @eRadioSports. We will be right back.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.